It is now honored by Sen. Randy Daniels, Secretary of State of this great state of New York, who is representing Governor Pataki. Mr. Daniels?
Thank you, Walter. We are here to celebrate the lives and to honor the Elite Eight. Eight people, eight emergency medical technicians and paramedics who lived up to the oath of Geneva in every sense of the word on September 11th. They are heroes. And they are heroes because they redefine what that word means. It is a word that is loosely tossed around, but not after September 11th. We now know in America what heroes really are. And these eight are heroes. Heroes, ordinary people who do extraordinary things. And on September 11th, this Elite Eight did extraordinary things. What we witnessed, even as 5,446 souls perished at Ground Zero, what we witnessed was the largest and most successful rescue and evacuation in the history of this country. More than 25,000 lives were saved that day, and the Elite Eight were an essential part of it. They are heroes. Unsung heroes because their names have not been called. Most New Yorkers do not know them, but all New Yorkers owe them. And it is a debt that we really can never repay. So we will call their names. Call their names so we will remember them. And remember their sacrifice and their commitment and dedication and their courage. We will call their names and we will continue to call their names because what they did should never, ever leave our memories. No words, no words can ease the pain that their families must feel. No words can lift the burden of silence that you feel with the loss of your colleagues. No words can do that. But one thing we can say, as a state and as a people, is that we are grateful for their sacrifice. That we thank them, and we thank you for your commitment and the outstanding work that you have done since September 11th. Yours is a calling, a sacrifice, that you deliver 365 days a year. And you don't get a lot of glory, and Lord knows you don't get enough pay, but you do it. You do it because you care. You do it because you're compassionate. And if we have learned nothing from September 11th, it is my hope that we have learned something about ourselves, who we are as New Yorkers, who we are as Americans. We cannot allow doubt to sink in as we mourn. We must remember who we are. And I say to you today that we are a good and noble people. And we are a great nation. Earlier this week, I had the honor of escorting Nelson Mandela, along with the mayor, to Ground Zero. And I was struck by what he said to us. He said, the whole world admires what they are seeing in New York. All the destruction is great. And the loss of life is huge. But we are seeing a side of America that leaves us in awe. The way New Yorkers have pulled together. So the work that you have done and the sacrifice that you have made is a sacrifice that will live on, and it makes us all proud and the envy of the world. This is changeless. We will never be the same, but we can be better. We can be better if we seize the opportunity that this awful tragedy has put before us. We can be a better people because we have learned to turn to each other in such awful times. And none of us knows what the future will bring us. We don't know if this is the beginning, the middle, or the end. But we must be resolute in facing terror. We must be committed in support of our nation and our military as they, in the words of our president, seek to bring them to justice or justice to them. We will do this. And so we will mourn our dead. Yes, and we will shed more tears. But some of those tears will be tears of pride. Pride in the work that you do. And pride in the service of David Mark Sullivan's and Richard Perlman and Mark Schwartz and Keith Faribault and Mario Santoro and Carlos Milos and Richard Quinn and Yalma Moreno. We call their names to remember them, to remember the price they paid for living up to an oath they took. None of them could have known that morning what would be in store for them. But when they were called to live up to the oath of Geneva, they did it without hesitation. They did it because that's what heroes do. And they truly are heroes. It is my hope that they will be remembered and that the work of our EMTs and our paramedics will be remembered and celebrated as we have celebrated our firemen and our police officers and others. It is not an oversight. It is just that the numbers are so great and the wound is so big. None of us are who we really are today. But I bring you the thank you and the gratitude of a good and gracious and grateful people in the state of New York. We recognize your sacrifice. We will stand with you. And to those of you who are relatives of this elite eight, when the press has gone away, and all of the memorial services have been held, and when the telephone stops ringing, and when people fall away, as they will, and you're feeling down because of the loss of a loved one, turn to God. Whatever name you use to call him, turn to him to lift you up. But know that the community of the Emergency Medical Service will be there for you. Know that the government will be there for you. Know that my office will be there for you, because as Secretary of State, I have the ultimate responsibility for training firefighters in the state of New York and coordinating first responder services for the state. We stand with you. We stand with you because we owe you. And though it is a debt that we can never truly repay, we will hear you when we speak. We have new ears now. We see you with different eyes. You have shown us what heroes truly are. Thank you, and God bless you all.